Zimbabwe. Hey, this is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. You're listening to part two of our March 4th, 2011 Jimmy Doan Show.
Right.
Absolutely. So anyway, the budget, I think the sheriff's budget is like 60% of the county budget, and I think it's of the discretionary part. It's right. $30, $40, $50 million.
Donuts have gone up.
I mean, yeah, no, they have. Right. And so since we're out of money, since the regular people who pay the taxes here in this county are basically out of money,
right?
They wanted to cut $500,000 from the sheriff's budget.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I mean, you know, like it's
a little $60 million budget. Yeah, right.
So they're going to shut down the whole police force?
No. What they did is, what they're going to do, they're
like
clever.
One officer.
They're going to put school children at risk. They're going to let the crossing guards go. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to mind, you know?
Screw
your
children.
Kids will die for $500,000. I mean, can you imagine?
Oh, I can't wait for the first lawsuit.
Oh, my God. Well,
where was the crossing guard?
No, I tell you this much.
Oh, it's coming.
When you think about, if you drive around here, of course, you can't, there's about 6 hours during the day, morning, noon, and night, it's 15 miles an hour, and if you get
in college town.
There's schools everywhere.
No, there's schools everywhere.
And I'll tell you something else, Jimmy. I have never understood this. Why do the school zone slowdown flashers start flashing before the school gets out?
Oh, not only that,
just in
it's
case.
Before it starts.
What's the.
Well, some
what
kid,
I mean?
Well, some
kids, no, but that makes sense, though, because kids are showing up.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah, right.
But after.
What if kids are skipping out early?
Well, that's all they can be expecting. But think about it. I mean, maybe those kids, you know.
No, I'm sorry. They keep flashing after school started is what I'm saying.
Yeah, the real question.
They have a buffer on both ends of about 15 or 20 minutes, I think.
And I can even understand the one on the other end of being late.
Right.
But getting out early? I mean, how many kids are really leaving school before the end of class?
Yeah, well, I don't know. And then,
I see them flashing on
maybe
Saturday.
Maybe it should be
Sunday
flashing all day.
Well, it seems like it, I'll tell you, it does seem like it. But the point is, let me tell you, I honestly believe that if there were no crossing guards, that we would still, the idea is somehow there would be a carnage that people ripping through there at 80 miles an hour with the yellow light.
I mean, all we need is more blinking signs.
I know, because I tell you, the simple fact, the fine is like $250. I mean, nobody goes speeds through. I'm sorry, nobody does. And it's not like people really want to take out the kids. And if they do,
they'll nail you for 16 and a 15 and no problem.
Well, my point is this. If you take out a kid, then you deserve probably to go to jail, I'm guessing.
Well, you know,
unless you didn't like the kid.
Devastated anyway. I mean, there's
nothing. Unless it was an accident.
Well, it would be. I mean, there's nothing happening there. I mean,
there's nobody
out there mowing kids down in cars.
It's not
happening. There's no serial kid killer runner over.
No. And if there is, you're not going to prevent it anyway. The crossing guard, they'll take the crossing guard out too, along with a couple of kids. Although some of those crossing guards would stop the car. you'd have to have an SUV.
Firmly.
Yeah,
that ought to be the job qualification.
Yeah, no, maybe it is because I'll tell you, you drive through there.
Give bouncers something to do during the day.
You drive through there on a CRX or something and try and take out a couple of those guards. You're going to end up with it's going to like hitting a deer.
Right.
I mean, you're gonna have some damage.
Not a little Florida deer either.
No. We're talking about your airbag will deploy,
baby.
There's no question. You are gonna have to have a new airbag.
Yeah. Well.
All right.
Don't worry. They'll be out on driving soon.
So anyway, the point is, it'll be interesting to see. She's apparently going to Tallahassee to make her poise on that. Now, we did talk about something last time that I wanted to bring up again, just for laughs, because I finally pulled it down just for laughs. You know, the one thing that Sadie is saying, of course, is, if it saves one life, you know, life is priceless.
I heard Jane Val, what's that chick's name, Issues with Jane on like CNN, or she's one of the new pundits that they've got, and she's got a show called Issues with Jane something.
Okay.
And that's exactly what she's, on national news, she says about the red light cameras.
Right.
If it saves one life.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who's been in any sort of political argument context for more than about 6 months.
Right. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous unless it's my life. But other than that.
Well, anyway, they have.
There's no value.
I pulled this thing down called The Price of Life, and it was
Price
interesting because this is the 9/11 family payout.
Oh.
And this is by income level.
What a doubt. What a buzz. What
and
a
if
buzz
you had
kill,
no income,
Jimmy.
If you had no income,
what the hell
the
were you doing?
The payout was $786,000.
What?
Yeah.
Per so if you
average
were,
award was
if you were the bum sleeping at the base of the towers that day,
yeah,
$786,000.
That's right. Your family got that, or you did, or something. Okay, now what's interesting is
talk about spare change.
America.
Talk about change.
So if your income was 25 to 99, well, now let me just see. If your income was 25 to 99,000,
you weren't in that building that day.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, there were the number of claims. There were 50 over. There were almost 1,600 claims. And the average was $1.5 million.
Yeah, I bet.
So that's is their price on life. So there you are.
Well, because remember that most of the people also that perished were in the upper floors, which was
let me tell you,
traditionally a little more expensive rent.
Yeah,
there.
Well, it's interesting because if your income was there were 8 people who were claimed of income of $4 million or more, ooh, and they only got $6.3 million. If you do a ratio
what?
Thing, yes.
What?
Yeah, no, hard to believe.
Now that's like you're getting ripped off, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're losing.
You got a lifestyle. You're selling the Ferrari.
Yeah, but I mean, the people that made $100,000, you know, cleaned up. $2.3 million.
Yeah.
Whereas the guy $4 million, you don't need the money. Well, anyway, by occupation, you love this.
Right.
The average award for food workers.
Right.
$1.3 million. Man. Fire department $1.6 million. Technology and computers.
Wait a second. Fire department, 1.6?
1.6.
They got just above the hairnet lady? The fire department?
The dude who's working the guy on the 27th floor.
Yeah.
And the guy running, the guy's still running upstairs with the big
tanks on.
Yeah, yeah, right now. He got 1.6.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, now the technology and computer people.
The IT guy.
Yeah, 1.8 million. Okay, now you ready for this? The finance people, 2.4 million.
Well, so, they're doing the finance. They're doing the, you know.
No, I mean, there was finance going on in that building.
Right,
and of course,
right.
If you were, you know, a financial guy, you got to, the average was 2.4. So anyway, then apparently they also have the military figures out. The military is a little bit less. Military life insurance is 400,000. The death gratuity is 100,000.
Thanks for dying.
Yeah, that's right. Lump sum. And the Social Security death benefit, if you're Social Security, your death benefit is $255.
Death tip.
That's your death tip.
You get a death tip. Look at that. 18%. It's got to be 18% for a party of six or more, right?
So,
Pine box. We'll get you a hole anyway.
What I like about this, Social Security survivor benefits, total over a lifetime, $1.24 million is what they figure somebody's worth. So anyway, they had a bunch of stuff here. I just thought it was kind of interesting to see that the courts have one way.
Price of life.
The price of life. There is, in fact, definitely a price of life. So
no question.
And so when you hear this, life is priceless, or price is lifeless, or if it says one, that is all such unbelievable bullshit. Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Wrong.
And how are we doing on time?
Oh, we got time.
We got time.
I mean,
like 55.
Okay, well, I got one more thing before you get to light notes or gifts.
All right.
And that is, this is the thing. New idea to reduce global warming. new idea. Everyone should eat insects.
What? That's the idea, really?
Yeah, that's it. There's a rational, even persuasive argument for voluntarily eating insects. Bugs are high in protein, require less space to grow, and offer a more environmentally friendly alternative to the vertebrates we Westerners prefer. Advocates of the bug fair, F-A-R-E, say. However, this topic is not a hotbed of research, so while some data do exist, in particular the protein content of insects, there are some assumptions built into the latter part of the argument.
Well,
the suggestion that insects would be more efficient has been around for quite some time. And he and other researchers tested by comparing the greenhouse gas emissions from 5 species of insects.
Yeah, but you know what would happen, Jimmy.
What?
They would identify some beetle or something as like the most nutritious, and we can reproduce this
beetle burger.
Everybody eat them, and everybody starts eating billions and billions of beetles served, and then they find out that that beetle was eating a bug that eats like all the trees on the planet.
Right.
And so now that bug has thrived and wiped out.
And
like,
so we've destroyed the planet.
Exactly.
That's right.
By eating beetle burgers.
That's right.
I mean, that
eating the beetle
well,
burgers.
But what if they're farm raised? It's okay.
Farm raised, right?
You know, free range beetles.
No, free range. No good on free range. No. You want them farm raised. That way it doesn't. So it's like catfish are these days. You know, and so it's no problem here. No,
fresh water beetles.
No, the problem is, them wild ones. Those are like hogs in the woods. You got to be careful. No. You have the domesticated beetle is one kind.
Mm-hmm. I want the beetle that's kept in a little tiny box and it can't move at all.
That's right. No, they have them all lined up in these little cubicles.
It's real
tasty. It looks like a honeycomb. It looks like an enlarged honeycomb, and each one has a beetle in it that's being force-fed like they do with those geese in France.
Right. Foie gras.
That's right. Beetle foie gras. That's right. A real delicacy. So, but you
they
do have
probably
to,
do that in Japan already.
I wouldn't doubt it. So you have to cut off their horns and everything, and then you can.
What? You throwing away the good horns?
Well, No. That's saved as an aphrodisiac.
Oh, okay.
See, that's because we're saving the rhinoceroses. Then it turns out that the rhinoceros beetle is the best one.
Oh yeah.
So
baby.
You have.
Dude, if we can
so
talk,
now you have.
I had 500 milligrams of rhinoceros horn.
That's right. Well,
talk the Asians out. Into that.
My
man,
point
we're
is
rich,
that with the horn with the rhinoceros. Beetle, you can also save the actual rhinoceros because it has
a great idea.
No, we are in on the idea department here today, folks.
We need to invest in bugs, man.
That's why I brought this up as a serious note.
Well, they in other countries, and you see all of this Anthony Bourdain and the.
They eat
all the bugs, so you see all that stuff.
I know.
But like, and when it comes down to that, okay, I'll eat a bug. If there's not a cheeseburger, you know, I'm there. But
until
it gets to that point, I'm going to stick with my veggies, you know, a little homemade
and then
lasagna.
There would probably be, you know, if you had
pork
like
chop.
Bug thighs might be cheaper than bug breast or something. I don't know. Exactly.
Yeah.
The
dark meat. That's right.
Until someone convinces me otherwise, I think the pig is the greatest tasting animal. So much about the pig is good.
No, there's no
question. Hallelujah.
Homer Simpson agrees.
Thank you for the pig.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. When I was listening to Christopher Hitchens, he said that the word... The word for
what kind of mythical creature can produce ham, bacon, and pork?
Yeah, right. Unbelievable. No, the word for human in where those the cannibals live in this island, the word for human is something like long pig. because apparently they taste very similar.
Almost and as I, good as pig.
Well, apparently there's quite the similarity. So. maybe that's why it's verboten in the Muslim thing. Which, of course, that's why we do have. That's the other thing. We are investing in a pig hide to hang on the door. So that we don't have to keep them away. That's right, to keep them away. And then we've got some silver here, so to keep the vampires away, and then we're going to have some garlic. So we're in good
you
shape.
You saw those animal activists were a flutter over real piglet piggy banks.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, what they do is they say they don't actually just kill the pig and do it. They find some pig that just died, and it was a baby pig, and so then they
and you believe
they
that
stuff it up
just died.
Oh, that's what they say on
well,
the story.
Just died after I whacked it.
right. The product, which cost $4,000, was being offered by the Cheeky.com, a Canadian novelty realtor.
I want to put a link to that.
Yeah.
we're talking Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon.
That's right.
There you go.
It's Canadian bacon. I knew that. So, all right, well, that's great.
I wonder how you get, I mean, so then you really got to smash it to get your money out later at some
that's
point.
That's right. You'd think if it was live, at least you could spit it up or something, but
yeah,
not going to happen. Okay, of course, it would poop it out, too. That's
I'm having a hard time envisioning that one.
Yeah, no.
I'll have to check out the link later.
Oh, EJ goes, so Jimmy, EJ goes, do you take a hammer to it when it's full or do you grill it?
bacon.
That's so, so, Jimmy, on another light note, how's the economy?
Right. Yeah, yeah, caught it.
It's, but light.
I love, you know, yeah, it's light.
It was, no. Jimmy, they added 200,000 jobs last month. And it was down to 8.9%.
It's like plummeting.
Like instantly. Magic. Plummeting. It was magic.
Magic.
Praise Obama.
That's right. Praise Obama.
And he fist bumped Paul, his new
Calderon?
His brand new economic advisor.
Oh, no, no. My man. Well, work the numbers, my man.
Right, right. You know? Well, you know what? Let me tell you what's funny about this. And you're going to see this. This is fist all of this stuff. As you, we talked about, if you go back about 18 months, I'm sure there's a Jimmy show where we said, after Obama got in or something, we said, you know, this inflation with the TARP and everything, it's going to take a year or two to work through the economy. And one of the things I do love about the about the CPI or the Consumer Price Index or whatever they call it, gross domestic product and all this, they always, the Consumer Price Index, they say, well, the core inflation is, 2.1%. We don't have to worry about that. By the way, core inflation excludes food and energy. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I don't know if you've noticed, but ice cream and chocolate have doubled. I noticed that.
This administration
and gasoline has hit a 29-month high. I mean, what do you... You know, if you're going to exclude food and energy...
Look, this administration...
What are they talking about?
Is,
right?
As skilled as the last at the doublespeak.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, even that jobs report I saw, that was an administrative report, but just the way that they were touting it, if you looked at what jobs were added, it was like the jobs that where teachers came back to work after the new year.
I think government jobs.
I think you're giving them too much credit. I don't think they're anywhere near as smooth as the last presidency at all. Yeah, I think they're almost, transparently stupid.
I didn't say smooth. I just meant aggressive.
Skilled. Oh,
aggressive.
I thought we said skilled.
I said skilled.
But I think Bush did it so much better.
Well,
nobody could see through it.
Well, no, but
not nobody. But
the thing about Bush that he had going for him was he had the war. And he could always talk to the war.
And he'd also say he was really protecting our ass after 9/11.
Right, but I mean,
everybody believed
in
him.
Mission accomplished. You know, I landed the plane on the carrier deck, and took everybody's thing. And of course, during Bush, there was the housing run up where everybody's getting rich.
God, and everybody loves Bush, don't they?
Well. Yeah, you're going to find out about that in a couple years.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, the housing run-up.
I mean, the fact is, until 2007, they were in love with him. I mean, you could do no wrong just about.
Well, yeah, and we got the same thing going on right now. I love it. I mean, look, here's the thing. The way that it smacks you in the face is, this is at the end or right near the end of the spending. I mean, we're right at the end. There's two more months of stimulus money.
Right.
And then we're back to an actual economy as opposed to the mythical one that we've been living under.
That's right.
That they've been trying to... A fanciful economy with leprechauns and...
double rainbow.
Right. And it doesn't bode well when you're high-fiving your brand new financial advisor.
Yeah.
In the second year of your administration. Because obviously...
Remember not high-five, he was fist pumping.
Right? Well, but the point is... Yeah, exactly. The point is the whole brand new thing, now that doesn't...
They're going to have to do it again and again, though.
Of course they are.
The problem that they've got is that in kicking the can down the road, you don't get to kick it quite as far each time.
You got to blame new people.
You got to blame new people, and even with that, it only goes for, a certain amount of time. And the simple fact is... Tea partiers, anybody, you can love them all you want, Republicans, conservatives, whatever it is. The simple fact is that nobody, I don't think that maybe one person, and called a kook, of course, has even started to address the problem where you have to, just to stay even, you have to cut $1.5 trillion off the budget.
I'll give one person credit, actually.
Is?
Christie out of New Jersey.
Oh, okay, right. Well, I don't
think he's actually mentioned the problem.
Oh, it's so funny. He is kind of funny. He said, look, he got on TV and he said, you're going to have to, you know, slice, dice, and whatever it is. He said, Social Security, to, yeah. Medicare, and everything. And he stood up. He says, see, I'm still alive.
Yeah, he goes, I'm still standing here.
I'm still standing.
I said it.
Really? And lightning.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
No. Yeah, no lightning. Oh. No zapping. I'm still alive. Look at that.
That's awesome.
No, it was great.
Is that on YouTube?
I'm sure it is.
Everything's on YouTube.
We got to put a link to that.
Yeah, you type in.
You know, you notice how when we have Jack Rhodes
start
here,
throwing them
that
out.
The editing of this
exponentially
takes
long.
Takes I get the show done in a couple hours. It's updating the website.
They're right,
all day.
Exactly. Yeah. The links. Go looking for them links. That's right. So that's
that's great.
That's it. Speaking of sausage, put a link to that.
Now you got it. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, Chris Christie's telling it like it is.
No, he is, and of course they will not let him alone. About running for president.
Well, he's got the worst state in the union, but he's telling them like it is.
Well, you know, I will say that. I got to give him some credit because there are California, they're not telling it like it is. Even in Wisconsin and the other places, they're not really. They've started to address it. They're nibbling at it. But Christie's the only one that says. That is telling them and making them believe we are really broke this time. I mean, we're not, you know, we've said before, you know, we're going to tighten our belt and only raise the budget 2%. He says, we have no money left. I like the fact that the guy in Wisconsin, in order to get the Democrats back, has threatened.
Walker?
Yeah, he's decided to lay off 1,500 employees, I think.
Like, yeah, he's going to lay it on their back.
Yeah. Right. It's going to be interesting to see when the government shutdown shows up in the Fed.
Those unions are pretty pissed off up there, though. Careful, man.
I mean, really. Did you see that video? I've sent the picture that I sent around. It was help. It was something like, God, what was it? She misspelled. There was a teacher, and she misspelled one of the like comments on the side.
R
potato. Yeah.
She spelled R. She used O-U-R instead of A-R-E.
Instead of A-R-E, right? I mean, it's like in big 4 or 5 inch letters. You're going like, okay, baby. I mean, yeah.
And there's something fishy about these I'll tell you. I mean, honestly,
no.
Not really. Yeah, of course. But they've taken a new turn in the last couple of years. The private protest groups must be out in force because I keep seeing protests that the people protesting are obviously not the people affected.
Well, they had one. You know, they did have one reason.
That's
what I mean.
The Carpenters Union. People were marching around, and I forget who it was said they. The guy went up to him. And it turned out that these people have been marching around a circle for like weeks protesting some kind of wages or something. And they asked him, who are you? Well, the carpenters had hired these bums to do the protesting for them.
Right.
So, I mean, but I'm thinking about this might be a kind of an exercise thing and a job for Jimmy. I wonder what they pay.
Just walking around?
Just walking around with a sign. Yeah.
Calisthenics, right?
Well, I mean, you know, you do that for a while, you might kind of get toned up, you know, feel pretty good.
Work on your tan,
yeah, might be kind of a job opportunity.
Get your arms going to hold that sign up.
Well, you certainly want to invest in a little leather belt, something that would strap it on there so you didn't have to actually hold it the whole time. No. I mean, you'd want to do it.
Fisherman's thing like the guy in Jaws had when...
Yeah, okay, good. All right, anything else?
That's it.
I got light notes.
Well, light notes. Crazy Frog.
All I was going to say earlier is that is that Hillary Clinton came out, I think it was today, saying that the real news was
she
on.
She came out in the day.
Not yet. We're waiting on that one.
Okay.
The real news is on Al Jazeera. She's praising them for their hardcore journalism.
Actually, if you read it, it's not bad. They have had a couple of things that I can.
Well, you and Hillary have a lot in common. I know you were.
No, let's not go there. We might have.
You voted for it.
I sure did. Right.
That's right.
You voted for it. You said you were going to.
That's right. He did.
No, I said that she was going to be president before.
No, he voted for her. He said he voted. Yeah. Jimmy voted for Hillary. He just doesn't want to admit. He likes her. He's like, but that's why you got that calendar of her.
Well, she's younger than I am, so she's kind of, you know, she's kind of cute in a way.
She's a MILF. She's a MILF.
She's a MILF. That's right, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, babe.
That's right.
So, Jimmy's going to have to take a break here in just a second.
All right, we got some light notes?
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple here. Well, I mean, first of all, the light note that I wanted to, I know it's kind of old news right now, but I still want to mention it because it was so cool. But, and we didn't talk, it was after this last show, but the Watson on the, beating the,
on Jeopardy?
Beating Ken Jennings and, yeah, the,
I thought,
Brian,
we, thought we didn't mention that last time?
The last show was February 2nd, I don't think so.
Oh,
a month ago. Well, so anyway, but that was pretty intense. And if you didn't see it, you can find the stuff on YouTube.
It's all yes. Yeah,
Watson
won.
It's in three parts. Yeah.
Oh, Watson,
did you see spoiler
the,
alert?
Watson
you
see the, slaughtered him.
But did you see the Princeton professor that challenged Watson and beat it to a trivia contest like the next week?
No, I didn't see that.
What?
Yep. No, BS.
No, yeah.
No, come on. That would have made the headline news.
Did he
make up all the questions himself?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if he had a thing. I don't know what his gig was, but Google that. Somebody, the professor beat it.
Wow.
Well, okay, that's it. Well, okay, well, I'll have to look that
up.
Then.
Okay, we'll find
anyway,
out.
But it was pretty amazing. For those of you who didn't see it, it was pretty cool. So, let's see. You saw that the toddler got trapped in that Georgia bank. And,
oh, yeah, in the bank vault.
Yes, I love that.
And then
for a couple hours,
the professional safe cracker comes in and busts that thing apart in no time.
I mean, I think it was like 4 hours by the time they called him. And he got, I think he only spent like 25 or 30 minutes actually drilling the safe.
In the vault, to get in the vault.
Yeah,
man,
I mean,
you know.
I would
that's a shield, baby.
Seriously.
No, let me. So,
I mean, I've seen a car guy take 25 minutes to get in my car.
So yeah.
A locksmith.
Was it a time lock?
When you saw this, it looked like Stone Mountain or whatever you call it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, not Stone Mountain.
Which mountain?
No, the mountain with
Space
the,
Mountain.
No,
Stone Mountain. That's it.
No, Stone
Iron
Mountain is in
Iron
Georgia.
Mountain.
I'm talking about
Iron Mountain. Iron
no,
mountain.
I'm talking about where the saddle, the missile launch place is.
Cheyenne Mountain.
Cheyenne Mountain. That's it. Okay, that door. That door. Anyway,
there we go.
Okay. I can see Stitch at his desk right now.
Yeah.
What is Cheyenne Mountain for $500?
Jimmy didn't get that. Watch the meme on that
ding,
one.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's it.
That's it.
So anyway, the deal is that what happened was this lady came in and her baby crawled away. I mean, she like knew the president. Baby crawled away, crawled into the safe.
Mother of the year.
Mother of the year, right? Baby crawls into the safe and the baby's like what, one or two or something. It's crawling, not walking. So
toddler,
right? And so they closed the vault, time locked it, cannot be opened for 18 hours or whatever it was until the next morning. And no way, right? So they finally figured out that's where the baby was. They called up the professional locksmith who hauled over there and, you know, in no time had that baby open. He had to drill
it. He bust out with a stethoscope or something?
No. He drilled. They showed. They
ka-ching! There.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, and then they rescued it.
Unbelievable. They rescued
You know,
the kid.
I would imagine two things. One, A, who's going to pay for the damage to the safe? Yeah.
And here's your thing, ma'am. I'll take my fee here.
While I'm here.
Yeah.
Don't need to write me a check.
No. I'll scoop up some of this loose paper here.
Man, but that's the kind of thing where I'd be worried about them going, say,
The crew said.
What did you learn?
No, then you find out the next day he's been kidnapped. Suddenly there's a rash of very similar bank robberies across the nation.
You've got a skill, man.
Yeah, that's right.
I got a classroom full of
associates. We don't even have to go out of the country to get the drugs. I mean, we just... Yeah, cool. I like that one.
Let's see here. Did you see that the We Grow, the Walmart of Weed, is set to open in Sacramento?
Yeah.
Walmart of Weed.
It's a dope superstore, huh?
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Well, they mostly sell supplies.
10,000 square feet.
Yeah, they mostly sell like halide lamps and stuff.
Right, it's all about these people. They're supplying their most of their contracts are.
Oh, it doesn't sell actually the Ganja Galleria.
They've got some.
Okay.
But the vast majority of what they do is supply to the people who are
growing their own.
Selling
shovels.
The medical marijuana industry is now in 17 states. And in a few of the states, it's really growing. I mean, you're talking about...
No pun intended.
Yeah, no, and we're talking about... It is just springing up everywhere, and I mean it's huge money,
cash crop, baby,
big cash. And so, as you can imagine, they need supplies.
Yeah, you need, well, certainly you got to dig out your basement another lower level and everything, and put the big triple O gauge wire for your grow
crap.
Lights.
I almost forgot. Councilor Curtis was in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Speaking of basements full of dope.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the tie-in?
Maui, home of Maui Wowie.
I'm That's remembering, it. Like, last Tuesday
under the volcano.
And apparently I was over there during the big lava flows that just recently happened.
You just missed the earthquake,
too. You remember getting on the plane, and you remember getting off the plane.
Yeah,
not much, but okay. Good.
Yeah, something about the plane. But the important part of the story is that I went through security theater.
Oh, really?
In the 8 planes there and back. And I just wanted to let our listeners know, man, it's security theater. It sucks. I mean, they're not doing anything, okay? I mean, there's a bunch of guards there, and I had, for example, for the last 2 years of travel, I have carried a lighter in the exterior...
Oh, no, you can't take that.
...viewable pocket.
No, you can't.
You can see it, okay? And I've gone through every metal detector in and out of the country, 8 planes, and when I say I don't mean me. I mean a character
right.
in a screenplay just like me.
Right.
But the point is
was that a test just to see if you could get through? Because lighters have been outlawed for 10 years.
The first few months, no. And then, yeah. And then I was like, well, I'm just going to leave it there. And I'm just not going to touch it and see how long it stays there. It's been there for 2 years.
Right.
And I mean plane after plane after plane. And this one I got searched. Like, for example, it's the stupidest counterintuitive stuff. Like, for example, I mean, you walk into the airport, you go to Starbucks, you buy yourself a little double shot of coffee. I mean, it couldn't be more sealed. And more obviously a commercial product. I mean, either I have an incredibly sophisticated disguise and bomb, or it's a coffee, mm-hmm. and I'm a regular guy. And then yet they take it from you. You know, they search your this 4.5 ounces instead of 3.5 ounces. We're taking this coffee. But then it's stuff like, I bought 2 of them. I put them in my bag. They take 1.
That's, you know, good.
It goes through the metal detector, they take 1. It goes back through the metal detector, they leave the other one. I mean, the entire time.
So did you ever get your hands swabbed?
And at one point,
right.
I got yanked out of the line just randomly. And the guy said, oh, it was randomly going to swab your hands for bomb-making materials.
Right.
And they swabbed my hands for bomb-making materials. And lo and behold, it comes up positive.
You're a bomb-maker.
I know. Yeah.
No way.
And there's no way that bomb-making material was still on my hand.
I was going to say.
were you handling one of Jeff Dunham's dolls?
You know, I got swabbed.
I was just lying. I got swabbed here at our regional airport.
So no
I got,
way.
I got swabbed at the regional airport, and of course nothing. You know.
Lees. Well, okay. Now here's the thing, though. Mine came up positive.
Really?
So yeah.
You're not kidding.
No, not kidding. Came up positive. And so what do they do? I get yanked out of line.
Wow.
I get skipped down all the people, but I get into the special screening section. And the guy comes out and he pulls out the gloves. And I'm like, if he starts to strip search me, I'm going to object and see where this goes. But he's like, no, I'm going to pat you down.
Right.
And he describes the whole process to me, brings me to the little room, has another guy sitting there, and they go through like a 20-minute process where they describe the whole search, get the materials together, get the people together, get
Tell
my
you what
bag.
You're gonna do, right, right. Right, right.
Then they pat me down for the whole thing, and then they swab the gloves that they've patted me down with, and then to see if it comes up. Negative. And you have to, according to them, you have to be there until it comes up negative, which, of course, you know, I was going to see how far that went. It came up negative the first time he searched me, but still. Then he went through my entire bag. He even took out, I had a gallon Ziploc baggie with all
GHB.
Yeah, yeah. A gallon Ziploc baggie with nothing but cocaine. A kilo of cocaine.
I told him
that was for personal use.
I told him we were out of dishwashing detergent.
Yeah,
at the
exactly,
house.
Exactly. And
wow. Oh,
so no, I had all my toiletries in there, right? Well. You can't have a gallon size.
Right.
It has to be quart.
Mm. So, amateur traveler. Over
yeah,
here.
Yeah. So he. So well, this is of course the like the
311 man. 311.
This is like I'm not. This is like the 12th airplane I've been on in 6 months. Okay.
Right.
And so it's not like and nobody has said. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a sign there with a description of what you're supposed to do. Take the bag out. Blah 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 blah.
Right.
Always blown that off. They've never asked about right. anything. Oh, right. And by the way, there's another light. In this bag.
Okay.
So the guy takes it out and divides out the quote liquids, which includes all the gels and everything, right. and misses the bright orange Bic lighter. puts all the stuff into two quart size bags and puts them back into my bag with the other lighter, and then sends me on my way. And
did you feel safer?
Oh, man.
Infinitely.
Infinitely safer.
Yeah, that's
I knew we were protected at that point.
That's right. That's good.
Hallelujah.
Well, I've got one more thing. That's pretty great. I'm wonderful that you experienced
praise
that.
Allah.
Share that with all of us.
Allah Akbar.
did you say that on the plane when you were going through?
Shit.
Man.
He actually wanted to go to Hawaii.
Yeah. There's a...
So yeah. bomb making material.
That was lying, man.
Bomb making material, and he says Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come with us.
Oh. Well, I just had one more thing. It was kind of a. This was pretty funny. I thought it was an email that went around that was talking about people were discussing
a double rainbow.
What the hell's a double rainbow, Jack?
You don't know that yet. You didn't see that one?
No.
Oh, it was a viral. It was a guy who was out, you'll have to type in double rainbow
okay.
in YouTube. You'll see the guy, an emotional hippie freak that just lost his mind because of the double rainbow and the earth had aligned and everything was perfect and, you know, and he was in tears. You'll YouTube it. We'll put a link to it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Another link, okay.
Well, it was this one that went around and there was a bunch of comments on there. These were interview questions that were... You know, really? Job interview. You know, in other words, like were you really asked you know, that question? And, you know, if you were, this is like, imagine this is your potential future employer asking you these questions.
Right, right.
And, you know, if we were going to have if our department was going to have a potluck dinner, what would you bring? You know, if you were a sea creature, what do you mean, dude?
Right.
You know,
what you looking for here, pal?
Yeah, how would you open the locked and sealed window in this hotel room? you know, if you were a sea creature, what would you be? You know, mm-hmm. What kind of car do you drive?
Right.
Where do you live?
are you wearing panties?
Are you currently wearing panties? Kids, you don't have one of those, do you?
Right.
You know, let's see.
Right.
Shall we say
your boyfriend know where you are?
Appeared not to actually apply to the job description.
No. You know, what is the secret about you that no one knows?
I would say it's so secret, I don't know it.
Yeah. If I was asked, let's see, if you opened your sock drawer, what would it look like? Probably his.
So so what about that?
Anyway, the whole thing was that there one of the things was Star Wars or Star Trek. Okay, that was the question. You know, that was kind of the header thing here.
Right, right.
And you know, one guy's going, well, you know, he was thinking like kind of logically.
So you want the job? So Star Wars or Star Trek?
Yeah. All right,
well, no. I got. Eric, I did a stitch list for this. The top 10 things here.
Oh, he's organized.
So, yeah. Okay, but we can get you to the answer to this one.
All right.
Let me see.
Of course, the guy they were interviewing was a Vulcan, so there was a logical answer.
Well, again, okay, that's part of the thing. Okay, this is well,
what do you think I am, a Vulcan?
Attempt. Right. Well, these are information that will give you clues to the right answer. Okay. Number 10. Actually, can probably roll some. Let me roll some outro music here.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Put me in the mood here.
Yeah.
what it is. Let's see here, man. What it is. Number 10. Okay. Look for idols or figurines, you know, around on there. And if you see them both, okay, who's winning the battle on the bookshelf? Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Okay,
right?
got it.
Okay, is your interviewer dressed as Spock, Darth Vader, you know, Uhura, or Princess Leia? You know, which version of Princess Leia? Is she the normal, pristine Princess Leia, or the slutty slave girl?
Slave girl, jumping in. That's the green one.
Right. Does the conference room board table resemble a perfect scale model of the Enterprise? And if so, which version? You know, deadly battles have been fought and won and lost at Comic-Con over the, you know, TNG versus TOS, you know, yeah. Next Generation original series. Another clue, are all the temps in the office wearing red uniforms?
And so they have little badges depending on their rank?
Shirt. Right.
The red shirt.
The red ones are all the same.
Does your potential employer ask if you speak Bocce, or do all the computer keyboards have Klingon characters on them?
Of course, the ones with the red shirts are the ones that don't have a name and can be sacrificed.
That's why they're temps.
Oh, right.
Why are the temps wearing red uniforms?
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
Come on, pass the joint.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Jimmy's on Star Wars.
No, I'm down the bong.
Number
Jimmy.
Five, is he or she bald? Number four.
Kirk would do anything.
If you hear anyone on the way in say, use the force in reference to figuring out a solution to a problem. Number three, does your future employer's cell phone look like a communicator, or does he tap on a Bluetooth module mounted to his chest to accept incoming calls? Number two, are there Bantha hitching posts in the parking lot? And number one, if you say...
There we go, drum roll!
Number one, if you say, who cares, do you get shot with a phaser or a blaster?
Or a disruptor.
Edit in the can laughter here.
Hey,
did you see the guy who tried to bet his sack of weed out in Vegas?
He didn't have any money.
He must have had a good hand. So he threw a sack of weed up on that.
Oh, I saw that.
They arrested him.
They took him away.
Unbelievable. The Jimmy Dolan Show.
I see your sack of weed and raise you this quart thing of cocaine.
That's apparently what he expected them to do. I saw the interview with him afterwards.
Oh, really?
He was allowed to have it because it was his medical marijuana. But he didn't realize, you know, you can't bet it at the table.
It had value. He paid for it.
Yeah, it was good as far as he was concerned.
Crazy. All right. It was fun. Jimmy, thanks for having me.
Woohoo!
As always,
pleasure.
See you next time on The Jimmy Doan Show.
Woo!
All right.
Buy gold.
Uh-huh. It's still not too late.
Silver, I saw one up to 30, gold. 35 and a half.
You know, Hugo's dropped completely off the map.
Actually, he hasn't.
He came back last week.
He came back with Gaddafi.
He's starting a settlement.
A club.
Yeah, they're starting a club.
They are. Seriously,
they're
going to
start a club. We fucking hate everybody else. So you and me, man. We got a club.
See ya.
And then I said, whoops, there it is.